You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good afternoon. Our series today is not about the money. Okay, this is the second installment in the next 4 weeks. The 4 weeks of November that we're going to be talking about this. At the end of this talk in this series, really we'll see that it's our finances and our bank accounts, it's really not about the money. It's more about the right attitude and the right heart. And ang gusto naming malaman nating lahat, no, na since it's not big about the money, that we will have a right perspective and right view on what our finances are about. We see it all over the Bible that God wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing. God wants us to experience Him and know Him and understand our relationship with Him that will bring us security that you know, we have a loving Father that will provide for us. Yun yung kailangan natin makita. And really, the verse that I shared last week and I will continue to share in the next few weeks is in 1 Timothy. Last week we talked about serving. Our treasures and our heart will follow whom we serve. Kung saan natin nilalagay yung treasure natin, saan natin nilalagay yung puso natin, will follow the person that we're serving. This week we'll talk about receiving from God. Receiving freely from Him. The blessings that He wants to pour out in our lives. Next week, it's about managing and being a good steward of the blessings of our lives. And the last week of this, we'll be talking about being a generous giver. Okay, the warning that Paul gave Timothy for the churches is this: but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires. They plunge people into ruin, okay, and destruction, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It is through this craving that some had wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. And so this is a warning that's been given. Last week, I opened up this series saying that money is a tool and a magnifier. Okay, tool is used to build something. And if you're going to be using to build something, what are we building with the tools that God has given us? And what is being magnified in our lives? In this whole series, I hope that we'll have a self-examination. Okay, na hindi tayo na napapadaan sa ibang daan. That will bring us to destruction, that will bring us to calamities and things that are self-inflicted. Okay? And my prayer is that we won't go through that. And so let's examine our lives, let's examine as we go through this series, looking at the Word of God for how it can actually have an impact in our lives in a positive way in terms of our finances and being able to receive from Him the blessings that He wants to give us. Okay? I'm not going to delay this any further. I want us to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 7. This is a very familiar verse. And I want us to all stand up in reverence to the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 11. Okay, this is still continuing the Sermon of the Mount where Jesus was sharing about all different principles about the kingdom of God. And this is a key part in that. And being able to understand this is really important for us in terms of us receiving freely from Him. Minsan hindi tayo nakakatanggap dahil hindi tayo marunong magtanong. Okay? So we're gonna, are we there? Okay, if you didn't bring your Bible, if you're new here, we're glad that you're here and you can read along with us on the screen. But my encouragement to everyone, okay, I say this every week, is for you to have your own Bible, for you to have a chance to be able to encounter it, understand who He is, understand what He wants for us, and as we experience Him in a greater way, then everything that He has promised for us will be ours. Okay? We're going to start with verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be open. Or which one of you, if his son asks for him for bread, will give him stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more, say that with me, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that your promises are true, that you are a great God that wants us to receive all good things from you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that as we have an encounter with you, as we you illuminate your word today, that we will have a right perspective and understanding of our position in you and how you want us to come and ask and seek and knock. And as we come in the right attitude, that we will receive all good things from you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word this afternoon. Once again, not from my own ideas or my own thoughts, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seat. Money is such a critical issue in life. Whether you have an abundance of it can lead to problems. Whether you have a lack of it can also lead to problems. Okay, miski marami kang pera, wala kang pera. Both on both sides, it can really push you towards negative things. I mean, we see that in the calamity that's happening in Tacloban. Because of panic, because of fear, okay, there's been a lot of looting going around. I mean, they just broke down the walls of Gaisano Mall, and no shame, no fear. They're just walking away with refrigerators. I mean, it really broke my heart. And that's what lack sometimes will do in our hearts. It will reveal what's there. Okay? And my prayer is that people will guard their hearts. I mean, we are going to help. We have been helping, and we will continue to help our nation. But somehow, something gripped these men and women. I mean, I'm trying not to, you know, judge them. They went through a hard thing. But that's what happens when there's lack. And they don't have a grasp of who God is in their lives. That God will continue to provide for them. And so they resort to all these different things. I mean, I'm so grateful that we were spared here in Metro Manila. Okay? But those are just some of the things that happens because it's revealing who we are sometimes. And sabihin natin, ako, sobra naman sila. But what if you were in that situation? What's going to come out from us? Are we going to be in fear or are we going to be in faith? And that's so important when we're going through this. And money is such a great, grave issue that even in marriages, it can make it strong or make it break down. In marriages, you see this all the time, the problems of finances. And unfortunately, it's a big, big cause of separation and divorce and all of those things. Okay? In my marriage, I mean, I'm almost married 13 years this early next year. Okay? And for the past 13 years, we lovingly call each other, my wife, I call her Mahal, and she calls me Mahal. We have different, later on, I found out there's different reasons for it. Because when I call her Mahal, it's out of my great, great love for her. Oh, you guys are not helping me. It's out of my great, great love for her. Later on, finding out that when she calls me Mahal, it's because magastos daw ako. Okay, yun yung big difference. Medyo baliktad, di ba? But there's a reason for that. We were brought up in two different cultures, in our family culture. For them, they were taught how to save, how to manage money properly, and all of those things. Whether that was taught to my wife directly or indirectly, that's what she learned. But for me, I never got an allowance growing up. But I was never also in lack. Okay, I had parents that provided for me. But the reason why they didn't want to give me an allowance, so since I didn't know how to manage money, kung saan ko lang ilagay, for drugs or different things that they didn't want me to be get involved in. So, but if I needed something, all I needed to do was ask. But if there's something that I wanted, I just asked. And if my mom said yes to it, great. If she said no, I don't get it. Okay? So that was a frustration. But when I started, since I didn't know how to manage money, when I started making money on my own, I thought money was for me to use. Anytime money would be given to me, it was for me to spend. Yun yung upbringing ko eh, di ba? Okay, yun yung natutunan ko. When my mom would give me money, it's for me to spend. So I was not thinking about saving. I was not thinking about this. It was, I would receive to spend. Okay? So now when I was married, not knowing that, so anytime my wife would give me an allowance, it was, not that she's giving me allowance. But that was the way I was. And so I had to learn that that's not the way it's supposed to be. And next week, we'll have a preacher here that will talk about that, how to manage the money. And so I had to learn this. And I have I'm so grateful for my wife that now I'm saving. Now I'm putting money where it's supposed to be. I'm asking God and for His guidance on where the blessings that He is pouring out in my life, where it's supposed to go. And that's not just restaurants. I realize that now. Okay, gym can get something a part of that. Okay, so that's the encouraging part. But that's what it is. It's so powerful. It can break marriages. Just recently, we had this counseling session with this family. Okay, somehow this husband and wife, they were having problems. There was a particular Judith that was getting into their lives. Okay, normally we don't share names or in the counseling session, but this wife was complaining that there was this Judith that was coming and getting in touch with her husband, and it was causing really a big burden in their marriage. Okay? Tumatawa. Wala. Hindi nahihiya. Hindi nahihiya si Judith. Tumatawag. Sumusulat. Nagte-text. Every possible way, it would just come. And sabi namin, well, that can't be. We were telling the husband, that can't be. But sabi niya, I can't. I can't let go of this. It's something I had to deal with. Eh, sabi namin, sino ba yung Judith na yan? Judith ng Meralco, Judith ng PLDT, Judith ng Globe. Hindi nyo pa rin makuha? Si Judith! Yung Judith nun was controlling their lives. Okay, yung mga iba mamaya, explain ko na lang mamaya after the service, okay? But it really gets in. I mean, that may be a funny or not so funny story. Nasa delivery lang. Kanina tumatawa sila kay Pastor Dennis eh. Talaga. Okay, but it is a tension. It is a tension that people experience. Whether there's a lack or an abundance, money is an issue. But there's a certain position that we need to be able to understand who we are as children of God and our position in Him that allows us to receive from Him. And this text is a familiar text. There's something there that we always hear about it. I'll go ahead and just ask. And we're going to receive things. But we're going to have, I want us to see this in a different angle. To see this for what Jesus was trying to teach this lesson. It's not for us to keep receiving from Him. I hope that after this we understand that we get to have Him. That more than the things that we're trying to attain and trying to get from God, that we will have a relationship with Him that is so solid that when we come to ask Him, it's not out of fear, it's not out of desperation, but it's knowing that we are children of God. And when we understand this from that angle, then we can ask freely, that we can receive freely from Him. Having the right attitude, it will really check our hearts kung nasa tamang lugar yung puso natin habang humihingi tayo sa Kanya. Are you guys ready for this? Are you guys ready to open up your hearts and your minds? See this in a different angle? Tinan nyo. Hindi pa rin kayo sumasagot. Okay, anyway. It's fine. Okay? We're gonna start with the first verse. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open for you. This is a powerful, powerful verse. But many people try to use this as a way to, it's a ransom note to God. Somehow ginagamit nila ito as a ransom. It's a very powerful verse, but somehow, because of our greed, because of what the things that we want, we use this as a formula. I want us to understand that when we're asking, seeking, and knocking, this is not a formula for God. Now, God's not up in heaven and saying, I just hope that they can read all the other parts of the Bible. Wag nang nilang i-recite ito. Because I'll be forced to give them something. I hope they don't fast and pray. Because when they fast and pray, then I have to give it to them. Because I have it written there. Okay, we use certain things, formulas or principles that we come to God in that position. Oh, I've been giving my 10%. Lord, you better answer back. I want 100%. You said you're going to return it back 100 times. Oh, I'm giving my tithes because you said you're going to open up the floodgates of heaven. And it's mine. We use this in the wrong context. Minsan ginagamit natin niya, I hope they don't say that. Because when they start asking and seeking and knocking, I'm going to have to answer them. God's not worried about blessing you. He wants to bless you, but are we ready for that blessing? If my sons would ask me for a gun, sure, I'll buy a plastic gun. Because they're at an age where they can't handle a real gun. They'll play around with it. I'm not going to give them something that's not good for them. If my other three-year-old son would ask for a knife, I'm not going to look for the sharpest knife around. I'm probably going to look for a butter knife and I'll go, here. Okay, sige, you can play with that. Plastic, na hindi matalas. Not something that will harm them because simply he's not ready for it. I'm not going to be a good father if I start giving, okay, yeah, here are the bullets. Okay, anak, kailangan mong ikasa yan. Before you point it at your brother. It's funny, but it doesn't make sense. If we're not ready for it, God's not going to give it to us. And so now we come and fast and pray. I'm asking, Lord, please bless me. Bless me. Ask. I'm asking. You said there in your word. I'm asking. Seek. 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 Knock. Oh, Lord, I am knocking. But why are we asking for those things? Why are we seeking it? Why are we knocking? Is it just to build up our kingdom? Or is it for something else? We can check our hearts with that. It's so important for us to have a right view of this. Because if not, then we can ask and receive and it can ruin us. I am so grateful for certain things that I prayed to God for. Many things I pray to God. God, please, bigay mo to sa akin. Bigay mo yon. Bigay mo to. Bill mo ko. Okay? And he didn't answer. I am so grateful. Having the perspective that I have now, stepping back and seeing it for what it is, I am so happy he did not answer everything that I asked him. But I am asking to lose weight. So, we'll see. We come to the Bible sometimes asking for things, looking for things that we want. Pero pag hindi natin gusto, we let it go. We treat the Bible like it's a Bible buffet. Oh yeah, I like sushi. I'll get the sushi. Salad, okay, no salad. Meat. But we have to see it as a whole. We go to the Bible seeking our God. We go to the Bible seeking Him and His will. And that's when we align ourselves to that. And as we align ourselves to that, we have the right perspective. Okay, Lord, now I can ask properly. Now I can seek. Now I can find. We have to see it in our position in Christ. That we are already rich as His children. That we are based on that relationship, we can ask freely. He wants to bless us. And it's not something that we want to get. We're asking because we want to get Him. If people talk about this and talk about it being faith. For everyone who receives, for everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be open. If it's familiar, but look at this. This is such a powerful promise. Wouldn't it be nice that every time you are asking for something, you receive it? Kung lalo na kung tama yung hinihingi natin, ano? Okay? Every time you're seeking, you find it. Last week I mentioned that my son lost the iPad, right? Okay? It turned out I forgot to mention that last week, but it turned out that he left it at home. He didn't even bring it to church. So when we got home, okay, let's just check. And so he checked. He checked all around the house. And my son was just running and saying, "It's here! It's here!" And I was so grateful, not because we found it, because it gave me a good lesson. Take care of your things, anak. And then it didn't cost us anything because it was actually there. We didn't lose anything. And so it's a lesson for my son and a lesson on how God protects us. Okay, and how God is there and protects our belongings and how faithful He is, that the things that are important. I mean, that my children are still more important than the iPad, but we take care of the blessings that God gives us. And we'll talk about that more next week. But it was actually there whenever you're looking for something. Yung iba sa inyo na single na, naghanap kayo ng hanap, parang nawawala, nandun pa rin siya. Okay? It's just wait. Are you ready for that relationship? Okay? It's always going to be there. Oh, okay. Excited na ako. All right. They're there. And if you're there, if you're a guy, please, okay? Ask. If you're a single guy here, we have so many beautiful single women here. All you need to do is ask. The thing is, we're not asking. Ay, baka mabasted ako. Oo nga, kung ganyan ang attitude mo, mababasted ka nga. Seek. Kayo yung nagsiseek, hindi sila. Uy, nako, naging seryoso. Baka tumahimik kayong lahat. Okay? And knock. You're not knocking at the right doors. Anyway, single women, I did my part. But it's that faith that we need. You know what? Well-meaning Christians, sinasabi, alam mo, kulang mo is faith. This is such a powerful verse. But it's not a matter of how much faith you have. It's a matter of who is your faith anchored on. Kanino ba yung nakabdikit yung faith mo? You know, because when, as I said, not everything that we ask for we'll be able to get. When we were praying for my friend, our friend's healing, when the Lord took her back to be with Him, what we asked for, we didn't get. We didn't actually get it. Ano ngayon yung mangyayari sa buhay natin when we don't get what we're asking for? Is your faith going to disappear? No, it shouldn't be. It's based on who we're putting our faith to. Merong well-meaning Christians that they will come up to you when you're down, when you've lost a son or a daughter. We have friends that have lost their children. I'm continuing to pray for God. Lord, protect us. But when that happened to them, there were well-meaning Christians. I don't know if they're well-meaning. But some people actually had the guts to tell our friends, alam mo, wala kang faith eh. Namatay yung anak mo dahil wala kang kulang yung faith mo. Sakit pakinggan, no? It's not about the amount of faith. And when Jesus was challenging them, Jesus challenged His disciples, "You of little faith, where's your faith?" Okay? It's not about the amount of faith because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17 that a faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. So it's not about the amount of faith you have. People use that wrongly. They have a wrong understanding of what faith is. It's who that faith is anchored to. When there was a storm in their lives and the disciples panicked, their faith was not in Jesus. It was good that they ended up going to Jesus and said, "Jesus, we're going to die here." But their faith started looking at other things. They started looking at the storm, the wind, and everything, and their faith disappeared. It wasn't where, it's important where your faith is connected to. Somehow they asked Jesus and he answered and he calmed the storm. When Peter stepped out of the boat, how many of you believe that that will require a lot of faith? How many of you would agree with me that Peter had faith stepping out of the boat? That's a question that you can respond to. Okay? That would require a lot. Has anyone here ever walked on water? Wala naman eh. But when he said, if that's you, let me come out. That required a lot. Peter had a lot of faith. But when he started seeing the storm and the waves that were coming up, nawala yung focus niya to his object of faith. And he started sinking. That's when Jesus said, where is your faith, you of little faith? It's not the amount of faith, it's who it's anchored to. Say that with me. It's not the amount of faith, it's who it's anchored to. Okay, say it again. It's not the amount of faith, it's who it's anchored to. And if our faith is in Jesus, you can have a faith as small as a mustard seed and mountains will be moved. Sabihin natin, Green Hills, pumatong kayo sa Marikina. That's the amount of faith required. That's amazing. And that's our God that's making those promises. Okay? Who is your faith anchored to? You know, when in the past, in our churches in Victory, we would have one sign. It would be the sign, Jesus, period. Because we truly believe that Jesus was the answer for everything. Every situation, everything that we need in life, that's it. It's just Jesus, period. That's it. And when we have a relationship with Him, we come into a relationship with Him that is what we're seeking. That gives us security. That brings us the peace and love that everyone is searching for. And not only that, the provision that He wants for all of us is already there in that one name. And who is that name? Jesus. Jesus, period. This is the warning that He gave. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? It is so sad. It is the greatest loss that if we gain everything in this world and miss out on Him. The Pharisees knew the Bible inside and out. And he knew that. They knew about the Messiah. And they were waiting for the Messiah. But when He was there, they accused Him. They knew everything about Him. Where He was going to be born. What He was going to do. But when they saw it, it was right in front of them. They missed out. I don't know about you. That's sad. You know, Jim Carrey, one of the funny comedians. Sabi niya, this is his wish. He's not even a Christian. He said, I wish everyone will get all the money that they will ever need. Because they only to realize that it's not in the amount of money that they have. I'm paraphrasing, but that's something that he himself has said. Now that he's received fame and success and all the money that he can ever spend, he feels that it's not in those things. That there's still something lacking in his life. The real blessing are those that conform our families to the likeness of Jesus Christ our Lord. The greatest blessing is seeing my son serving God, knowing Him and understanding Him. Not just for me, but for them and the generations to come. The greatest blessing is for you to be able to understand our position in Christ. And for you to step out in that relationship and receive everything that God wants for you. That's the true blessing. It's not about the money. It's about having a relationship with Jesus Christ that will settle everything. Because His plan is for you to be blessed. His plan is for you to experience good things here on earth and for eternity. And we have to understand that He is a good Father. We have to see it. And in this text, that's what's so powerful about this text that we're reading. God is relating to us as a father. I don't know about, personally, I love it. Bakit ko mahal, gustong-gusto to? I mean, it's because of my own relationship with my dad. Just this past year, it's been 30 years since he's been dead. But I had 15 years with him that gave me such security in who I was and his love for me. Now, when somebody started explaining to me when I became a Christian and said, you know, God is just like a father. Okay, I know that because of my own relationship with my dad. Yeah, he loved me, spoiled me, sometimes too much. Okay? But I understand the love of God because of my own relationship with my father. And sometimes when we think about this, eh, buti ka pa, Pastor. Yung tatay ko, hindi ko kilala. Yung tatay ko, napakatindi. Not nice, not kind, nothing. No kind word, nothing. This, you know, we're here, so we're supposed to honor our fathers, whether they're honorable or not. And I'm not trying to dishonor my dad, but he was not perfect. He did not take care of his body with a certain lifestyle that eventually sickness took his life. But I still love the fact that I understood the love of the Father, that now I can look to our Heavenly Father and experience that same kind of love. Sinasabi niya, here's where we're supposed to ask. Okay, he's relating our relationship like a father and a son. Or which one of you, if your son asks him for bread, will give him stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? This is God describing us, describing himself as a father. He wants to reveal himself to us as a father. Gusto niya maintindihan niya tayo, and it's a relationship that he wants for us. Okay? How many of you, I mean, I have some, last week, nagbigay akong pagkain, ngayon, sige, magbibigay din ako. Sino yung gutom dito? Last week, nagbigay ako. Ayaw, nahihiya kayo? Alright. Alright, here. He's asking, he's receiving. Okay, who else? Here? Okay. Alright, here you go. Sige, ito. Who else? Alright. Alright, here we go. Okay? Oh, you got good things? You guys like what you got? Dito, kayo, na-enjoy kayo? Ha? Ano yung nabigay ko sa inyo? Plastic? Plastic yung binigay. Alright? I'll give it back later. You ask me after the service, we'll give you the real thing. I purposely gave them the plastic things because I wanted to play a trick on them. But our Heavenly Father is nothing like that. When he gives you something, just like what I gave the others, we get the real thing. We get the real thing from our Heavenly Father, not fake things. I'm sorry I gave you the fake things. Mamaya, Val, you see, take note of the two. Please give them the real bread. Okay? Really bread. And that's what God wants us to understand. He wants us, as they ask, yung iba sa inyo hindi nakatanggap dahil hindi kayo nagtanong. Yung iba naman, kulang na yung tinapay ko eh. Multiply. Hindi naman nag-multiply. But that's we think. I mean, as a father, I'm going to give my children the right things. When they ask me for a fish, I'm not going to go and say, ha! Ian, ask me for fish. You like fish, right? I mean, what kind of a father I would be if he asked for a fish and, ito, ahas! Here's a snake for you. Toy nga lang, okay? Daniel, you want something? Here! Sometimes we think our Heavenly Father is that way. We ask him and we get other things. That's not his fault. Everything that comes from God is good. Whatever he's going to pour out in your life are good things. Okay? If you then who are evil, he's talking about us as fathers, how to give good gifts to your children, how much more, say it again with me, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give? What is he going to give? What is he going to give? What's this? Wala pala. Sorry. If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what? Does it say sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad? No, it says good things. Everything that we receive are good things from Him. The bad things, that's sometimes our own doing. Sometimes it's the enemy bringing those things. But God is changing that. He wants us to understand that relationship with Him. We need to see and understand that God is infinitely strong. He can actually do anything. That's how powerful our God is. He is infinitely strong. He is infinitely righteous. Anong ibig sabihin nun? There's nothing wrong with Him. He will always do the right thing. And it's infinite. Walang katapusan yung kanyang pagkalakas. Walang katapusan yung kanyang pagkatama. He's always going to be righteous. He's always infinitely good. He'll never choose to do good things to certain people and bad things to certain people. When people are experiencing the bad things, that's their own doing. God doesn't want to send people to hell. People are choosing to go there. He's already provided the way for us to spend eternity with Him, and people reject it. Anong magagawa? He can't force it on you. Then it's no longer free will. Okay? He is infinitely good. He is infinitely wise. He knows what's going on. And He's infinitely loving. That's His greatest motivation in pouring out His love for all of us. When we experience that love from Him, it's born out of His great love for you and for me. And we have to see Him as our Heavenly Father. The good things are from Him. Every good thing that we receive are from Him. Not the fake things. People will give fake things. People, maybe this Christmas, maybe you'll go shopping downstairs and get all the fake. No, no. God will give you the real thing. I'm sorry if you have a stall downstairs. That's why when we see Him as a Father, we see Him as a good Father, we see Him as the perfect Father, we can receive from Him. We can come and ask with the right attitude. We can come and seek with the right attitude. And we can come knock with the right attitude and saying, Lord, kung hindi ako sa iyo hihingi, wala akong magandang makukuha. Kung hindi ako sa iyo pupunta, I'm not gonna get anything. And I'm not gonna knock on other things. I'm gonna knock on your heart. And God, that's what we need to understand. God is inviting us in this relationship. When He's saying, come, ask, seek, and knock, He's saying, come to Me. He wants us to be with Him. He wants us to experience Him. And that's what He's doing in our lives. And this is I want us to be able to understand this. With my own children, okay, some of them are here right now. Okay? They don't need to perform for me to serve them breakfast, lunch, dinner, merienda. They don't need to perform. It's not like, you know, I have to do this dance number, and if I do this dance number, then okay, Daniel, you can go ahead and eat. That was ikaw medyo sintunado ka ng konti, half cup lang, okay? And then their provision is based on the goodness of their father and their mother. And we provide for that. They don't need to perform. Now, do we want them to do good? Do we want them to perform well? There's no father that won't say that. Na ayaw nilang that they don't do good things. But when they're doing that, it's not to gain my favor because I already love them. They're doing that to please Me. I love it when I get to come home after a long day work or whatever, and I come home and they see me and they're coming yelling, Daddy, Daddy. They're all over me. I can carry them. They're running to me and hugging me and kissing me. I feel like a Buddha. But I love that. It's not something that's forced or coerced. And sometimes iniisip natin na, yeah, I don't need to perform for God. I want to do good because I want to bring honor and glory to Him. I am being generous so I can bring glory and honor to Him. It's not based on my own ability so that He will accept me and bless me. I am a child of God. And when I come to Him, I know that. And He's inviting me to ask Him, to have my faith in Him, to put my trust in Him, knowing that He is a good Father that will provide for me. So when I come, ask, seek, and knock, who we find is Jesus. That's always going to be the answer. That's always going to be the right attitude. When we're asking, seeking Him, seeing ourselves in the right relationship with Him, then we can receive, we can find, and the doors and the floodgates of heaven will actually be open for us. This will give us a new perspective on what Matthew 6:33 says. When we see ourselves, see this. Please see this text not on what we're going to gain in the end. Okay, all these things will be added to you as well. See this based on your relationship with God as your Heavenly Father. That if you seek Him first and put His kingdom and His righteousness first in our lives, then blessings, all these things will be added onto you as well. It's not that we're chasing after things, chasing after the blessing, but no, it's going to chase us because of our relationship with Him. It's a big, big difference. Let's all stand up and pray. Lord God, we know that You are a good Father. And Your desire is for us to get to know You, to have that relationship with You. And as we have that, Lord, as Your children, we know, Lord, that the blessings will just follow us. But we're here today not after the blessings, but after the giver of those blessings. We're here asking for a relationship with You. We're here seeking You and You alone. As You have been persistent in asking and seeking and knocking on our hearts, we're just coming back to You, Lord. Knocking at Your door. Relying on Your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, we thank You. We thank You, Lord, for Your great and wonderful love that You will pour out in all of our lives. As we end, go ahead and lift up your hands as a sign of our surrender, as we pray a blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
You were listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.